Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good evening. This is Ola Moore and welcome to the Real Estate Lounge. I am a realtor based in the Charlotte metro area, serving both North Carolina and South Carolina with First Choice Properties Incorporated. Now, my vision for the Real Estate Lounge is it for it to become a place where anyone can come and get information and ask questions without being judged. For those that have a desire to become a homeowner, I know sometimes you may say to yourself, and actually sat and had some of these similar thoughts, hey, there's no way I can get a house. I've dealt with that person in the past, and I don't want to be bothered with an agent this time around. I'm just going to rent. My credit is too bad. Sound familiar? Or for those that want to sell, you may sit back and think to yourself, I'm just going to let my house go into foreclosure. I think that offer that investor gave me was pretty good, and I do need the money. Why is my house not selling? Or, there's no way I can get into a new home without selling this house first. I know how it is, and I remember when I bought my first house. And it was intimidating. You may not be in my area or my state, but as a person with a conscience and a heart, and especially as a realtor, I feel like it's my duty to make sure that people that I come into contact with have a better understanding to real estate home ownership. So, hopefully, after every show, you will walk away and feel that you're that much more educated and empowered. Now, you can call me at 980-500-9365 or email me at olamoorehomes@gmail.com. Or tag me using Ola Moore Homes on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. If anyone has any questions, press 1 on your keypad and we will get you in the queue. Now, we will be right back after this quick break.
Na 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 na.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Lounge. I am Ola Moore, presenting you with all topics in real estate. Now, tonight's topic, and like we all do, wish we had a lot of money, and I wish I were a rich girl like Gwyneth Stefani, but let's get into tonight's topic, renting versus buying. Now, we all have to have somewhere to stay. So, unless you're staying with your parents, then you're writing a check or giving a money order to someone. And let's be serious. If your parents have any sense, they are charging you at least $200 a month for that extra water you're using with those long showers after you pretended to have a long day at work. And of course, the electricity, when you get the feelings that go on that Netflix or Hulu binge. Also, all of us are not lucky enough to have gone from either living at home, rent-free, or from the campus dorm and then transitioning to a house. Take myself, for example. As a matter of fact, I got my first apartment when I was still in college. I actually transferred schools. And I felt like a professional gypsy during my apartment days because I had gotten that good at moving. Now, I know some people who have always lived with roommates, and it's just their way of life until one of those roommates meets the one. Now, there are not there anymore, and you're one man down, and your portion of the rent is now a little bit more than what it was. Is it even worth it to keep renting? If you have thought that, let's have a conversation tonight. I know you have wondered, again, is it even worth it for me to entertain trying to buy a house? Well, tonight, let's go over some of your options and discuss what you may be going through, since I guarantee you're not the only one. So you ask yourself, why rent at all? Now, let's say you have some money saved, and you think, should I even rent, or should I try to buy a small starter house? Of course, you may say to yourself, now, Ola, you're a realtor. I know you're going to tell me, hey, you need to buy a house. Not the case, my friend. Because my job is to look out for your best interest, not my check. Like I said on the previous show, if I do my job correctly, I will get paid. So let's focus on you tonight. What I'm going to do right now is to talk to you as if I could go back in time, as if I were in your shoes. So let's break down the top 10 reasons, in my opinion, why people rent. Number one, you need to go somewhere. When I transferred schools, I literally waited to the last minute to choose a school. And of course, I wasn't thinking about housing. But where was I going to stay? I had missed the time frame for me to get into campus housing, which would have been the ideal choice. And I didn't know anyone in Charlotte. But I knew I wanted to be as close as possible to campus. Preferably walking distance, actually. So I could get to class, of course, if my car broke down. I don't know how it is now, but back then, I got my parents to co-sign for me. And I used the majority of my refund tip to pay the rent. Yes. I actually got the apartment before I got a part-time job. Now, you may be not necessarily in school right now, but say you're starting a new job and you receive an offer letter that only gave you 2 weeks before starting. Oh, man. You will need somewhere to stay and quick. You can find an apartment easily in that time frame. it's not that you don't want to buy a house, but getting an apartment sometimes just solves that 1,000-year old problem, shelter, a basic need for everyone. Number two, transportation. Maybe you don't have transportation at all. Or maybe it decides to work when it wants to, and you've been putting off that maintenance on the car, so sometimes it just may not crank up. If that happens, how will you get to work or school? Is there mass transportation in your city? If there is, I guarantee you that it's located in areas that are concentrated with a lot of people. And what is the one way that builders can achieve that? Apartments. Now, in the Charlotte metro area, a lot of people are relocating from states that have better transportation, like New York, New Jersey, Ohio, and even California. If you are single, or if it is you and your significant other, it just makes sense to rent an apartment near your job or school for that matter. A lease is only 12 months, and that is plenty of time to get to know the area and put money back for a house or car. And we move to number three. It may be cheaper with a roommate. I get it. Everyone is trying to save money. And what better way to do it? Of course, going in half, or maybe third if you're lucky, with someone and splitting all the bills that would be the rent and the utilities right down the middle, or if the third is like a pie. The smaller the better, really. Food and cable are another story for another day. But think about it. If you are coming right out of college, more than likely you had a roommate before. So why mess up a good thing? You know how having a roommate works for you. So why not keep it up? There is no judging here. Even if you didn't have a roommate before, you may need to get one now because, again, you may be relocating or even going through an unforeseen situation like divorce. I know sometimes that may be foreseen if you're the one that's doing the things they're not supposed to be doing. And we move on to number four, bad credit. Don't get me wrong. There are some apartment complexes that require top-notch credit, especially if they are located in the affluent area, meaning people with a lot of money. Now, these places also have those luxury amenities like a concierge, security on site, a coffee shop, and or a computer lab in the building. If you already stay in a place like that, this may not apply to you, or could it? Let's say when you moved in, your credit was around 720-ish, and you had been in your place give or take 2 years. Now, in that 2 year time frame, you missed a payment or a lot. And that bill from the urgent care when you broke your toe, you forgot about it. It's on your credit too. Now your credit is 590. Okay, let's think about it. 720 to 590. Wow, that's a big jump. Because it is always easier for your credit to go down. and quicker too. But to bring it back up, now that takes work. Right now, your credit may be okay to get an FHA loan at that 590, but your dream house may only take conventional financing. So your options are, unless you find some money in the walls, you're going to have to save. Duh. But now let's take those same individuals, but they're in regular apartments. And they actually got an apartment starting out, and their credit score is 640. And they go through the same situation. They forgot about some bills, paid them late, maybe a medical collection here and there. This is how bad credit causes you to have to keep renting. It's not that you necessarily want to. You have no choice. Number five, evictions. Evictions is a bad word, Dylan, if you're trying to rent. It's like watching Harry Potter and like Baltimore. He who has no name that shall not be spoken. Now, you may not actually know you have an eviction. Believe it or not, some people don't, until their credit is ran. Again, say you got into your current apartment before you moved out of the previous one, kind of overlapping the time. I did it plenty of times. Like, okay, you know, I gave my 60-day notice. Let me go ahead and find another place, and I'll give myself maybe like 2 or 3 weeks before I move into the new apartment. And you yourself, you're approved, you got your paperwork signed, you got the keys, and you're moving on to the next place. Oh, everything's done. Slam dunk. Things happen. And say that you had a balance left on your account when you moved out, and you thought that your deposit was enough to cover the charges. Well, guess what? You didn't. And you forgot to follow up and check on that account. More than likely, that balance is on your credit. And if you decide to move somewhere else, more than likely, that balance is still there from the last apartment complex. And it's going to prevent you from moving on to your next place. Another situation. Say you have your own place. You've been dating, and now you have that significant other. So you two decide to get a bigger and better place. Okay, we're moving up. And what you didn't know is that person that you're dealing with got to visit their last place. Everything that looks good isn't good, trust me. Now, do you think you're moving, the two of you? Think again. Most places will not rent to you if you have been evicted in the last 5 years. So what are your options? Again, you have to stay because you already got a place. Where are you going to go? Number six, no maintenance. Being a homeowner is a beautiful thing. But I had those days when I first moved into my house. And I would miss those moments when I could just grab the phone and I could call maintenance and say, hey, could you send someone to apartment 123A? Something's wrong with my garbage disposal. Right now, I am the maintenance man with some help with YouTube, and that's real. If your budget is already at the max, it is cheaper to stay in an apartment. I mean, you don't have to pay for any repairs. The maintenance man is available around the clock Shoot, you can even submit a request online to get the work done. And then there's the yard work. Even if your yard is small, plan on taking at least 3 hours out of your schedule every other week to cut the grass or pay someone to do it for you. Within an apartment, all the landscaping is included in the rent you are paying each month. Now, we're going to break for a commercial. And when we come back, we will continue about talking about renting versus home buying and finish our list. Remember to dial 1 on your keypad to get in the queue to ask questions.
Have you lost your phone service? Now there's a new alternative to the large phone providers. Texans now have a better choice in phone service. Everybody's Phone Company, the best prepaid phone service in Texas. Everybody's Phone Company will get your phone turned on with no deposits, no credit checks, no ID, no social security questions, and absolutely no hassle. They have unlimited local calling, toll-free calling, 911 emergency access, collect calling, and free long distance, and much more. For more information about Everybody's Phone Company, go to everybodysphonecompany.com. Again, that's everybodysphonecompany.com. Or you can call Everybody's Phone Company at 713-268-1610. Again, that's 713-268-1610. Everybody's Phone Company, the best prepaid phone service in Texas that is renewable on a monthly basis. The new alternative to the large phone provider. So don't go without phone service. Contact Everybody's Phone Company.
With your real estate diva, myself, Ola Moore. And I appreciate you hanging out with me so I can share some of this good real estate insight. Now, I always let you know that you can call me. And my number is 980-500-9365. Email me at olamorehomes@gmail.com or tag me using @olamorehomes on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Now, we're continuing the show talking about renting versus buying, and we're going to finish off our list with my top 10 reasons why people should rent. And we're moving on to number 7. It's a shorter commitment. Most leases are only for 12 months. And then if you move in and don't like the area or the unit, start the countdown to put in your 60-day notice. And then deuces, you're out. With a home, you can move after 12 months too, but you have to really ask yourself, will I recoup all the money that I spent buying my home? Something to think about. Number 8, variety. Now, variety does kind of complement the shorter commitment. Like I said at the beginning of the show, I moved around like a gypsy. Literally, I would move around and it was bad. I mean, so bad to the point when I applied for my passport. And also a job, you know how they ask you for, please provide your residence in the last 10 years, that I think I had at least 7 addresses. And I literally only stayed in 2 places more than 1 year. Why? Money, of course. I mean, I would actually sit there and calculate to make sure moving was worth the cost for me. I had friends that could move me for free, so I didn't have to pay for that. And most of the time, I was able to save at least $100 a month. Because back then, apartment complexes were begging people to rent. I mean, I would get a free month of rent or no deposit put down. I mean, it was just money saved all over the place. And sometimes I would actually find places where the water, and on occasion, the cable bill was included. Now, those 2 bills I didn't have to pay for myself. Plus, I made sure that I saved at least $100 a month off my monthly rent. If I could, it was a go, and I was packing. So at the end of the day, remember, if it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make any sense. Number 9, that's all I know. Maybe you don't know anyone that actually owns a home. I mean, their own home, and not, okay, oh, I've been owning this place, and you find out they're lying. Matter of fact, your grandmother's house that you love going to growing up, you found out that even her house, she's been renting all that time. Really? You think to yourself. Now, I grew up in a house that was owned by my father. And actually, my grandfather built it. And if I wasn't blessed to be born in that situation, I would not have had a good example of home ownership. I mean, my mom never lived on her own. Her grandmother raised her. So she literally went from her grandmother's basement to my father's house. My mom didn't know what it meant to rent a house, let alone own a house. Sometimes in certain areas, your mom may have rented the same house that your grandmother rented. Like I said, that's all you know. And if you don't see it done any other way, then what? And number 10, fear. Apartments are safe. It is your comfort zone. I get it. But don't let fear paralyze you and prevent you from getting into your dream home or anything else for that nature. Some of us grow up thinking about that home with a picket fence, cat and dog, two kids, blah, blah, blah. Or if you're in a large city, it may be that nice condo with a good co-op. Whatever it is, go after it. Okay, you may not get it done the first time, but keep trying. What's meant for you is for you. And just take a little baby, for example, when they start walking, it's so cute. You know how they wobble around, they try to get up, diaper all packed before, they take a little step, they fall down. But then they crawl a little bit and they grab on to something and they pull themselves back up and they try again. You have to be the same way if you really want to be a homeowner. Okay, now we have gone over reasons why sometimes renting is better. If any of those apply to you, again, it's okay. Don't worry and don't allow anyone to bully you and make you feel some sort of way because you had to do what was best for you at the time. Now, you may be lucky enough to say, I could rent or buy. It doesn't matter to me what I do. I just need somewhere to stay, especially if you are in a position to choose. Before we get into the reasons to buy a home over renting an apartment, or a home for that matter, I'm going to go over some questions that you need to ask yourself. Number one, do I have the extra money to buy a home? Yes, I said extra. Buying a home is not just the mortgage. And myself, I hate it when these new construction subdivisions advertise, especially to the lower income market, hey, your payment will only be this amount, A, B, C, D, or 1, 2, 3, whatever. And they're only talking about the mortgage sometimes. And not even that, they're only talking about the principal and interest portion of the payment. 99.9% of the time when you buy a new house, new construction or not, your taxes and insurance have to be included with that payment. It's called your escrow. So that, say for example, if they're advertising, hey, your payment's only gonna be $1,000, guaranteed, add an additional $200 or $300 to that. That may be your real payment. So let's go into the other costs that are included as well. Now, I'm going to actually go over out-of-pocket costs when purchasing your home. In North Carolina, I explained before in previous shows, we have what's called a due diligence fee. South Carolina has the option to have a due diligence fee, depending on what you choose when you write up your contract. Now, the due diligence fee, this is the time that you have, and you actually have to pay the seller for time, which is the due diligence period, to get your appraisal completed, the loan finally approved, and all inspections done, including your regular home inspection, radon, termite inspection, water test, mold, septic, and well, I know that was a lot. Now, a good fee amount is anywhere from $300 to $1,000. And we're talking about houses that's less than $200,000, for example. So, say if you want something that's $400,000 or around a $500,000 range. Double those amounts. Now, and also those amounts will vary on how long the lender says that you will need and the purchase price of the house. Now, that the amount is also influenced if it's actually a hot house. Now, the market's changing a little bit, but you still have those houses that after a day or two, it's in multiple offers. So, to get the seller's attention, you may have to offer a little bit more money up front. And when I say up front, I mean that this check, again, for the due diligence fee, has to be written directly to the seller. And the check has to be given to the seller as soon as the offer is accepted. Once the due diligence check is written, that money is gone. So unless you go to settlement, and I mean closing on the home and signing your paperwork to get your keys, don't expect to see that money again. Your next fee or unexpected expense when buying a home is going to be your earnest money deposit. And that's usually 1% to 2% of the purchase price of the amount you want to pay for your home. So say, for even numbers sake, you're about a $200,000 house. 1%? Okay, you don't have to write a check for $2,000. That earnest money deposit check also has to be written when a contract is accepted. The check is actually written to an attorney that you would choose, and it's going to be put in the escrow account. So they will cash it because they're going to take it to the bank. So make sure that money is in your account. Again, I've gone over the type of inspection fees that you may have to pay for. A regular home inspection may range anywhere from $350, and that's starting out. And it's going to go up depending on the age of the home and the size of the home. Termite inspection usually ranges about $85. Radon, between $150 and $175. Your mold inspection, its range is between $250 and $375. And of course, if you have to have the water tested, and FHA usually requires that, it's going to be about $250. Your appraisal, if you have to get a loan, the lender is going to make you pay for that appraisal before they send the appraiser out. So, of course, have your debit card ready or write another check. The appraisals could range, again, anywhere between $450 and $600. And as always, it's going to depend on the size of the home itself and the age. Homeowner's insurance. Again, if you're buying and you have to get financing, the lender will require for you to pay for a full year before the loan can close. Title policy, it's going to range between $500 and $700. Title search, between $95 and $200. Then you have attorney fees. That could be from $500 to $1,000. Property taxes are going to be prorated. You get the idea, and I hope you were writing those numbers down. If not, come back and listen to the show. Number two. Ask yourself, how long do I plan on staying in this home or in the area for that matter? If you think you're going to be in a house less than 2 years, it's something to really think about. The market changes every day, and honestly, we have no control over the economy. You may end up staying in the home longer because life just happens. Take myself, for example. When I bought my house, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be in and out 2 years. I looked at it, you know, slight investment. You know, I'm going to stay here, convert to it, and then I'm going to sell it. But guess what? 6 years later, matter of fact, this year will actually be seven. So 7 years later, I'm still here. Number three, am I throwing away my money on rent? When I say I don't want to make you list and write down the numbers of what you actually spend each month, you may actually have to do it and literally compare. And it's best to see things up front and on paper. If you are renting each month, you have your rent and your renter's insurance if they require it. That amount may be the same as what you could be paying in a mortgage. But like I explained earlier, do you have the extra money? Now, again, your mortgage payment is going to include your property taxes and your homeowner's insurance likely, but you may have other expenses like homeowner's association fees. I don't think I've seen one cheaper than $200 a year. That's not bad. But what if you're staying in a town hall? That could actually be $200 a month. And maybe you need or want to get an alarm system. That's an extra expense. And we're going to break for another commercial. And when we come back, we will continue talking about renting versus buying a home. Remember to dial 1 on your keypad to get in the queue to ask questions.
I'm sick of you coming in here asking for my keys. You trifling. You need your own car.
I'm just
no, here. Hey, I'm sick of you.
Yasha, why are you fighting?
First we started out real cool, taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable, ain't doing no things you did no more. You're slowly making me pay for things your money should be handling. And now you have to use my car, drive it all day and don't fill up the tank. And you have the audacity to even come and step to me, ask to hold some money from me until you get your check next week. You try to live, good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller, when times get hard, need someone to help me out. Instead of a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about. On my car, pay me back credit, buy me gifts with my own hands. Haven't paid the first bill, but you better head into the mall. Going on shopping sprees, perpetrating to your friends like you be falling. And then you use my cell phone, calling whoever that you think at home. And then when the bill comes, all of a sudden you be acting dumb. Don't know when none of these calls come from. Your mama's number deal more than one.
And we're back with your favorite realtor, myself, Ola Moore, and the Real Estate Lounge. As always, you can call me at 980-500-9365. Email me at olamoorehomes@gmail.com or tag me using at Ola Moore Homes on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Now, let's finish the last two questions that you should ask yourself before thinking about buying a home. How much will I actually save on taxes? Is number 4. Now, this question is definitely one to reach out to a certified accountant about to get the most accurate answer. My specialty is real estate. The accountant is tax code. Number 5, how much does it cost to own a home in my area? Now, if you move from New York to California, there may not be so much of a price shock. If you move from those high price areas to, say, the Carolinas, including North and South Carolina, you might just get more bang for your buck. Here in the Charlotte metro area, we have a lot of people paying cash for a home after they were able to sell their last home in a state like New York or New Jersey. Now, one example, and I was like, wow, there's actually a family in the suburban area where I actually do live myself. They relocated from New Jersey, and don't you know, after they sold the home that they had up north, they were able to come down here, build a house with cash, buy new vehicles, and the wife even opened up a small restaurant. Talk about play money. Plus, we have better weather down here. Now, let's go into what are the benefits of buying. Number one, it's an investment. Your home, as you start to make payments, you're going to build equity over time. God forbid if the market slows. Equity in your home is like another investment. And you want to look at the long-term results. And that's with any investment that you make. Now, you can't actually tap into that equity until you have at least 80% loan-to-value ratio. You may say, I don't know what my value is. Matter of fact, what is loan-to-value? Okay, let's do a simple calculation. Get your mortgage statement, pull it up, download it, whatever you have to do. And just for example, I'm going to keep it simple. Say that your balance on your mortgage statement is $200,000. Now, keep in mind that that $200,000 is the loan amount portion of the calculation. And let's say that your value is $270,000. You want to divide the $200,000 by the $270,000. Hopefully you got a decimal number, which will be your percentage. Your loan-to-value ratio is going to be 72%. And that's wonderful. Because you're under the magic number 80%. So you say to yourself, it's at 80% or below. For what? Now, you can actually tap into it through a home equity loan or a line of credit. You may be thinking to yourself, man, that is awesome. But how do I find out what the value of my home is? Well, the bank or the credit union that you choose is going to hire a certified appraiser. And as always, an appraisal value is an opinion at that time on that particular day. If you want to get an idea of how much your home is worth, call your local realtor, like myself, to do a comparable market analysis. Now also too, building equity in your home is a great thing. You could actually be your own lender. Say your son or daughter is getting married and you don't want to take out a loan. Let the house pay for the wedding. Maybe you have some home repairs or improvements that you want to do. You want to build that deck you've already dreamed about. Or your wife or husband wants that new kitchen. Again, a home equity loan or a line of credit can provide that to you. And if you're doing home improvement, it's going to be worth it because now your home may be worth just a little bit more. Number two, tax benefits. So there has been a lot of changes with tax code and what can be counted or not through our local presidential run this time. So I'm just going to go over some brief numbers that could apply to anyone that's currently buying a house or not. Now, before, you could actually deduct if you had to get a loan for $1 million. And you could go up that much. Now, with the tax changes, the bills and stuff have been passed to limit your deductible mortgage debt to $750,000. With the home prices going up, it may not be a lot, depending on your market. And also the same thing, homeowners before were able to refinance mortgage debt on existing homes up to $1 million and still deduct the interest. And right now, the new loan does not exceed the amount of the mortgage being financed. Ugh, not good. And also for those that are in those high property tax states, the new tax laws and bills that were approved limit the amount of state and local tax deductions, including your property taxes, to $10,000. So if your tax bill before was $25,000 and you were able to write off the whole thing, now you're only able to write off $10,000. I think you need to move down south and talk to your accountant. Number three, privacy. Oh, how I love this benefit. We all had it happen. The neighbor above you stomping on the floor real loud when you're in an apartment. The domestic argument across the hall. The noisy kids running around, knocking on your door, running, leaving. The loud music on the weekends. Or God forbid, at night when you're trying to go to sleep. And if you don't have a normal schedule and you have to work second or third shift, you're not getting any sleep. Do I need to go on? When you buy a house, it's yours. You can get your lot to get backed up to woods for extra privacy. And, of course, it's going to be quieter because you don't have anyone behind you. You have the option to put up a fence to block out your neighbors. And, of course, when you walk through that front door, you don't have to worry about it. No one else is there but you. It's a beautiful thing. Number four, pride in home ownership. There's nothing like it. Having your own home. I mean, it's yours. And a lot of times when I travel and I go to these nice hotels, and of course the hotels are luxurious. They're nice and the room service and the luxury amenities and everything. You know, the bed sleeps well. The hotel is nice. But when I come home and I walk through the door, I always say to myself, I love my house. Decorating without being charged. In an apartment, you can't necessarily paint. If you do, you're going to have to paint it back before you move out. And remember, if it's short term, why paint if you're only going to be there less than 12 months? You can't change the floor. Maybe you can buy a rug to kind of fits your taste. And also with having pride of home ownership, you can change the design. Change the countertops if you want to. Rip up the floors. Go from carpet to hardwood. Repaint your shutters. Tear out the current landscaping. Do a whole new layout. Again, it's yours. And don't you love talking to people, hey, my house, come over to my house. Yes, it's mine. You, it's like having a child. I don't have any kids, but it's like, you know, it's something that you did, you accomplished. It's the American dream. And you did it. And that's something to be proud about. I am a realtor. But again, like I said before, one of my main priorities is to provide you with information to make the best choice, renting or buying. Sometimes it's not that simple. I actually met up with a sorority sister of mine, and she explained her situation. She was like, you know, what she's going through, and she wants to buy. But of course, it's scary. You know, we talked, and I gave her my options and my opinions. And I let her know, I'm like, look, if you're not ready, you're not ready. Don't jump into a decision that you're being forced into. It should happen naturally. Now, if you want to get it done, I'll be more than happy to help you cross that line and grab those keys. As always, I hope I was able to spread a little knowledge your way. And I appreciate you taking the time with me this evening. Again, today was a lot of information, and in a short period of time. With the tax information, again, please reach out to a certified accountant. You can also go to irs.gov to look up some of the tax changes. Now, feel free to download and listen to the show again. And I also encourage you to do your own research as well. So go to the site, make those phone calls. This is Ola Moore with the Real Estate Lounge. Again, email me at olamoorehomes@gmail.com or tag me using @olamoorehomes on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.
They wish and I wish and I wish and I wish and they wishing on me. Yeah. I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. Don't tell the story, it was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, like, no. I finesse down Western Road, like, next. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait, yeah. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait, yeah. I make sure that Northside E. And still bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish on me. Bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish on me. Yeah. Hey, hey. She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom, I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me, turn the 02 into the 03, dog. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan, God's plan. I can't do this on my own, ayy, no, ayy. Someone watching it close, yup, yeah, close. I've been me since call it roll, ayy, roll, ayy. Might go down as G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, ayy, wait. I make sure that Northside E, yeah. And still. Bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me. Yeah, yeah. Bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish and they wish on me. Yeah.
God's plan. I mean, I couldn't have said it any better myself. So if you truly believe that owning a home isn't the plan for you, reach out again to your local realtor. If you're in the Charlotte metro area, call me. Again, my number is 980-500-9365. I'm here to help you. That's my job, and I love what I do. And we'll figure out together if renting or buying is your best option right now. Either way, we can sit down and make a plan for your future. As always, email me at olamorehomes@gmail.com or tag me using at olamorehomes on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Have a great night, and I'll see you next week.